on 666 AM, digital radio and the ABC Listen app. This is Breakfast on ABC Radio Canberra.
Well, earlier this year, the ACT government announced plans to build a public housing project on three sites in Western Creek. Local residents expressed frustration and anger about the size and scale of the proposals on sites which were previously allocated for community centres or services. Consultations finished, and the DAs, the development applications for Chapman and Wright, have been lodged, but the Holder site is still being worked on. Tom Anderson is chair of the Western Creek Community Council and is with us on Breakfast. Tom, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Adam. Good morning to you.
Briefly remind us, what were some of the residents' concerns, and in your view, have they been addressed?
Well, the concerns, basically, Adam, were the size and scale of what was proposed and how it impacted on those people, particularly where their residences were. But I think the consultations have been in really good faith, and I'd like to put something on the record to say that the public housing is welcomed in Western Creek and in Molonglo. But our concerns were over the availability of services to these people, and I must say that they still are remaining there.
Those concerns, you mean, and what are the services you're talking about that might not be present?
Well, access to facilities, to services, shops and things like that. There are no shops currently in Molonglo.
Okay.
And the site in Wright, in Chapman, is a long way from shops. But can I also pay tribute to the way these consultations have been carried out by both the Minister Berry and the Public Housing Task Force? They have really listened to the community in all of this, and I think the outcome, given the position where we started from, is about as good as we can get, particularly for Chapman and Holder.
Okay.
Not quite so much for Wright, but the outcomes there still are very good as well.
So is key amongst your remaining concerns that a shop centre, at least a group of a few shops, should be included or constructed as part of this development?
No, not as part of the development. Molonglo is sadly lacking in shops, and there's been a delay in the shops in Coombs, which would be close to where the proposal for the public housing in Wright is. That's the concern there. It just seems that they're lacking and they're a long way out from anything.
Okay. So better access roads, bus services, are they the sorts of things that would allow concerns?
Well, the bus services runs once an hour, and they've got to come into to Western Creek, to Coolerman Court and to go to Woden,
mm-hmm.
Adam.
Regarding some of the heights and the densities, have changes been made that you're happy with?
As far as council is, I don't think some of the people will not be happy in the end, but if we take Chapman, the numbers there have reduced from 29 to 20. They're putting them in duplex sites so that they blend more with the community. They've tried really hard to match with colours and the materials that are going into them. The access is only off Darwinian Terrace, not off Percy Crescent. So all those are very positive. They've reduced the site size so that there's more green space left, and some substantial trees have been left there. So that's a good outcome there.
Very good.
The right one is the three-storey is no longer. It's down to two-storey. The access is only off Gornall Street, not off Deesendorf Street. There's a single level on Deesendorf Street.
And these are good changes in your view?
I think they are. It's what the community asked for, the people that are there. And I really think the outcome's as good, probably, as you can get from the consultation. And it's been handled in good faith from both the Minister, as I said, and the task force.
We'll wait for that application for the Holder development and whether the community is broadly happy with it. But Tom Anderson, nice to hear that broadly you and other members of the council are happy with the way that the government has listened and tried to make amendments. I appreciate your time today.
Thanks, Adam. Thanks for the opportunity.
Tom Anderson is chair of the Western Creek Community Council with us on Breakfast.